Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Back here on the Second Guest Show, Mike Dottiglia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We're at the Silver Slipper Casino, beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Come on by and visit us. We'll be here until 6:30 tonight. And then at 6:30, we'll throw it to the Saints Radio Network. It'll be the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show. Mike Hoss will be hosting. They'll have on Saints head coach Kellen Moore and cornerbacks coach Coach Grady will be on with us. Grady Brown will be on with us at that time. And then right after that, in progress, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Houston Texans. And right here on the Big 870, WWL. He's here each and every Monday night. He's paying people to holler for him. Grant gets a free meal out of it.
I know.
Mr. Dave Ilver. Dave, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Great to be here, as always.
Dave, man, it is now up to 80 grand.
80.
14 slippers left.
No, actually, there's only 13.
13
left.
13 slippers left here, and $80,000 up for grabs, or $500 in free play. So, man, y'all got them rocking and rolling.
$80,000 cash, homie.
Yeah, exactly. Bring the briefcase, man. It has a nice crowd in here this past Thursday. And man, I'll tell you, you got to print out your ticket at the kiosk, your entry ticket that you earn on Thursday. And it's rocking, man. We bring the sheaves out here on the dance floor with the got the drum out there. And it's become a spectacle now. Everybody in town wants that 80 grand.
Okay, tell Bobby you don't walk out of here with a briefcase full of money. You do get that.
No, you
check.
Don't. You don't. What? Huh?
You do get a check. They're not going to give you after you pay your tax. You're not walking out of here with no $55,000 cash in your pockets.
So they take out the taxes.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
All right. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you can elect to, and I think that would be the best thing if somebody does do it at that time, because that 80 grand might go real, real quick.
Yeah, that's right.
Into the deal. Also, too, you got the
Oktoberfest
coming up.
This coming Saturday, Oktoberfest under the hotel outside from 2 to 6 p.m. We got the world-famous Bratz Polka Band out of New Orleans. And I tell you, man, Bobby, that's your kind of a band, man. These guys, I mean, like, I saw a song they were playing a Nirvana song with the polka theme, like a team spirit.
Oh, he would like that.
Oh, man.
He would like that.
No, then you sit by each other, you sway, like this. And, no, this is inaugural. I think, Davey, I want to do this every year. It's be the first annual
Oktoberfest. Oktoberfest, exactly.
So who doesn't like a good Oktoberfest? I always think of, you remember, and Dave's going to have the outfit and everything on.
He already had it on. Go to the Silver Slipper Facebook page, and you can see Dave and Miss Angie dancing in their outfits.
And he looks kind of like Chevy Chase. You know, European
Chevy
vacation?
Chase.
European vacation. Man. You know, vacation.
Oh, yeah, right. Exactly right.
Yeah.
Okay. And y'all serving this coming Saturday, right?
This coming Saturday, beer out there, and you got all.
They got the bratwurst with the sauerkraut, the roasted chicken, braised red.
And they're
cabbage,
doing some of the games, a pretzel throwing game, a yodeling contest. Of course, Bobby, they went and bought those big 2-man saws.
Oh yes,
know,
so, yes.
Yeah, sawing contest, man. So
that lumberjack,
lumberjack.
Yeah. Also, too, still the Jeep and bike show.
Yeah, coming up. That's right. We still have Rumble on the Coast. Continues through the end of October. Weather's beautiful out there, and we're giving away that Jeep on that Thursday of cruising, October the 9th.
Okay, when is Cruise on the Coast?
Cruising.
It's a little later in October?
No, cruising is basically the first and second weekend, but the second weekend is the traditional weekend where there's 50,000 cars. And our big night is that Thursday night because we've got the classic cars already out in the parking lot. And for the third year in a row, we have booked world-famous Elvis Presley impersonator Nick Perkins out of Hammond, who is now considered probably one of the top 10 best in the world. I mean, he just won an Images of Elvis contest at first place, which is like 50 Elvis impersonators in. So he's the real deal, man.
So you have a lot of entertainment coming in.
You got a lot of entertainment coming in, man.
Have a lot of food coming in, too. A lot of crab.
Every single night we got crab.
The crab capital of all casinos.
And that's right. And we have blue crab in addition to this.
Okay, we got to interview Grant for that because I think per capita, Grant's eating more blue crabs than anybody in St. Louis.
No, and they caught right down the block. They caught right in the bayou outside behind us, man. So it's big full crabs, and yeah, so it's good.
Also, too, the steakhouse is awesome.
The Blue Bayou Steakhouse, man, has always been one of the number one steakhouses on the Gulf Coast, and our award-winning buffet is still an award-winning buffet.
So, Dave, so what do you think of the Saints?
I think you hit the nail on the head, you know, in your post game last week. You said, you know, you better get used to it because this is what you're going to see.
Well, yeah. I mean, it might be the same song and dance, but as long as, you know, if you play hard, and I think, you know, fans want to be entertained. Ultimately, you want to win. But they want to see the effort to always be there.
Yeah, and I thought they had the effort to be there.
They've had it. Now you go on the road in Seattle, you go on the road in Buffalo. You know, don't look like you're giving up. And in this day in the NFL, you get beat by like 3 or 4 touchdowns. That's a butt whooping.
And it wasn't like last year in the first two games. Everybody was going down. I mean, we're still kind of, everybody seems somewhat healthy.
Yeah. So, everybody deals with injuries. That's why. But you can't use that as an excuse. But, yeah, it's going to be loud. You were talking about home field advantage. How that, what is called, Mike, the field? I can't think of the name of the field in Seattle. But the way it's structured.
Right.
It's like keeps the noise in, and it's like it just...
it's like a tunnel.
Yes, and it just stays in there, so you better be doing hand signals and all, because a lot of times you could be screaming in the huddle, and I didn't hear or understand what he's saying. So, you know, you worried about pre-snap penalties and all. Oh, and when you're getting those at home, when you have the crowd in your favor...
What happens you when you go on the road?
Yeah, you better be disciplined.
And I tell you, I still think Ratlow looks like a young Bobby Abier in that quarterback outfit.
No, he can run better than me.
But he looks Cajun.
He's definitely a mixed cat.
Yep.
He got the best of all coaches.
Yeah.
But you know, you look at a human being that's mixed, and you know, mixed race and all that. That's sometimes make the most well-rounded individuals. It's almost like you don't want a purebred dog or cat because they're terrible. You know, because I remember one time I had a Dalmatian. The damn Dalmatian was deaf. You remember when 101 Dalmatians came out?
That's one of your kids wanted that? Dalmatian?
My oldest daughter, she goes, I'm not moving to Atlanta unless you get me a Dalmatian.
Oh,
so I got a Dalmatian. This damn dog was deaf, and because it was inbred so much.
You know, maybe he just wasn't listening to somebody.
No, because I took him to the vet. I go, no, the dog's deaf, you know, and stuff. So, but no, that's why... Spencer Rattler got the best of a lot of qualities in human beings. He's a good dude, too. He's humble, very mature, you know, because he was the man coming out of high school. He was like number one.
He was the guy.
Number one in the nation and 5-star. Now, he probably wasn't a late bloomer as far as size because he's not really a big guy. I'm a lot bigger than him. You know, when I stood by, he's like, he's 6 feet. He's taller than Drew Brees, but not much taller.
Yeah, and that's stretching, so to speak.
And he's got pretty good vision. He's not afraid to run.
And he can spin it.
He can spin it,
but they got to help him. The team got to help him out.
And he's got some mobility skills. Now, he learned that at South Carolina because he was running for his life there.
Now,
at OU was different.
Still, he has too many fumbles, though. You got to know to protect that football. I want to say, like, in 8 games, he has, like, 6 fumbles. You cannot have that. And he had another one at the end, you know, just...
But,
you know,
but on pocket. That shot,
yeah, that didn't matter,
I'm going to give him a pass that. You're trying to make a play,
yeah.
but you can't throw it and block.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Somebody's got to slow down Bryce Huff. Because Bryce looked like they shot him out of a cannon. I mean, he was in there before basically the ball got into Spencer's hands good.
Yeah, I'm not saying he's the future, but right now how he's playing, I think you give him every opportunity to lead the team. And we can see what's happened. You know, you don't even realize because we didn't win the game, but that's hard to do in the NFL. He completed 14 consecutive passes.
Wow.
Even after a slow start, so he wasn't in a funk.
How many interceptions has he thrown in 2 games?
Zero. No picks. So, I mean, that goes. But, you know, a defense, we got to be more. We got to take it away more. You know, if we protected it, we got to take it away. Somehow, I'm not saying, you know, we need to score like a scoop and score, touchdown, or pick six. Like LSU, oh.
Look, LSU, that
helped LSU win. 5 interceptions, pick six. And but
they had Lagway really off kilter in that game. It just wasn't the throw. I think he was confused on where he had to go with the ball.
I don't know. You watch college games and everybody says, oh, who's going to be our future quarterback that could bring us to the promised land? Does Arch Manning look like that?
No, he does.
Does Lagway look like that? Does Nussmeier look like that?
Cade Klubnik.
Klubnik of Clemson? That's who the Saints are going to draft. I think Mel Kiper said that's who they're going to draft. What? The only one that looked good is the U. He left University
of
Georgia.
Beck.
Carson Beck's the only one that looks like now. He looks like he's ready to play.
And guess who he plays this week?
Everybody else is in a funk.
Who he plays this week?
Who Miami's playing?
Florida.
Oh, see, Florida Gators. See what?
Boy, you don't think Miami wants to crush Florida and really knock Billy Napier out cold? They don't dislike one another. That's a genuine hate between the Canes and the Gators.
The Canes, Gators, and then you throw in Florida State. That's the trifecta. They all, and at one time they were all beating each other, and then
one time they were 3 of the top 6 teams in the country.
Yeah, you can't,
from one state.
In other words, I guess you can like whoever you want to like, but if you're from Florida, no, you don't pick, oh, I like Florida and Florida State. Oh, I like Miami and Florida. No, you got to pick one team.
Dave, come on down to the Silver Slipper, and then this coming Saturday, Oktoberfest, right here at the Silver Slipper.
Bring your leading hose.
There you go. You can dance with Dave.
Oh, man.
We'll be back with more Second Guess right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Back here on the Second Guest Show, Mike Dettillo along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We're at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Come on by and visit us. We'll be here until 6:30 tonight, and then we'll throw it to the Saints Radio Network. It'll be our Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show. Mike Hoss will be the host. He'll have on with him Saints head coach Kellen Moore and his guest tonight, cornerbacks coach Grady Brown. Let's go back to our Oakwood Hard Jewelers talking text line. Let's go to Big John. Big John, you're in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are y'all doing?
Doing good. Thank you, Big John.
Where's Grant? How you doing, Grant?
Oh, Grant's doing okay.
He's hollering who that is.
Yeah, he's trying to make some room for all those blue crabs he's going to eat in about another 45 minutes.
I hadn't heard him, so I was getting a little concerned there. Listen, look, I agree with you all 100% that Spencer Rattler is a good dude, a great teammate, a tough player with moxie, and I also think that he deserves much, much better than what he's getting from his teammates right now. And so with that in mind, I'm going to ask you a question. I want you to comment on it. Is that given Joe Burrow's sudden, putting on the IR and out for 3 months, do you think about maybe trading Spencer to Cincinnati and continuing your rebuild with some picks? Because you all said it yourselves.
Big John, Spencer Rattler can beat out Browning. Browning, when he has played, when Joe Burrow's been hurt, they've actually won.
They're going to go with Browning. They're not going to trade for any other quarterback.
No, I'm telling you, Big John, they've actually won
games.
Yeah.
With Jake Browning.
Right? Yeah, Jake Browning from Washington. Any of Washington Husky? Yeah. So that's why I don't see them doing that. So.
Because I did hear that Cincinnati was in the market for a quarterback.
Well, maybe to back up, but why would Spencer Rattler,
No, you don't want to go back up.
Yeah,
Jake.
He's not going to go back up. Jake Browning, and they think Jake Browning. Look, he came.
No, they got confidence in Jake Browning.
And he came in the game yesterday.
They won.
Yes,
It's worth asking. That's all.
Yeah, I got you.
I think they are in the market for a backup quarterback, though, because man, 3 months—that's an eternity in the NFL without having
that's
Joe.
Yeah.
And you think about man. We knew eventually this was going to happen. You keep piecing these one-year offensive lines together, you're going to get Joe hurt. I don't understand what they're trying to do there in Cincinnati. You put so much resources financially in Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase, T. Higgins, and then your offensive line is lousy. I don't get what the thinking
two words, guys,
behind
Mike
the
Brown.
Now,
Mike
you
Brown.
Hit it. You hit it.
You hit it. Listen, let me go back to something else. Now, being part of a rebuild, even now you got to ask, which members of the Saints are right now buying into Kellen Moore's message and the rebuild? Because, claiming that a pass was too hard when you drop an easy one and missing easy and crucial field goals. Guys, that's just not acceptable. When you got a team that's in the rebuild mode, you can't afford to do anything like that. When you got a team
that's fans saying that, Big John. That's not the coach. That's fans. And that, my thing is, what game were you watching? This was early this morning. Maybe they didn't get a good look at it. But this is fans talking like this.
Well, what are they talking? They're not playing hard for Kellen Moore?
You got to blame that on Spencer Rattler. He threw the ball too hard. No. My thing is, okay, if you don't like Spencer Rattler, just say it. But that's not the excuse.
To me, it's like, lack of concentration. Ron Johnson, those two early catches, you're trying to run before you catch it. Now, Chris Olave, I think sometimes he's worried about getting hit. They had one catch. Now, Spencer Rattler wasn't that low. He's falling down while he's catching it. He don't want to get no yards after the catch. I'm telling you, look, it was to the left side. and he's catching a ball and, like, falling while he's catching it. How about you catch it and run? I mean, I'm telling you, you know, getting those concussions, that could make you a little sheepish. And then that throw was a little behind him. But, again, Spencer Rattler, make the better throw.
That's why you want to be a $25 million a year
right,
plus
if you
receiver.
Get paid, if you want to get paid, make that catch behind you. Now, as a quarterback, you wanted, like Spencer Rattler said the right thing, yeah, I got to throw that better.
Because he really misfired on that.
But listen, a lot of times fans don't realize that players, oh, they're not playing for the coach. And it does happen. But a lot of times, if you mature enough as a professional football player, man, you better play for yourself or you ain't going to have a job. Then you got to go get a real job. And you can't play this game and get paid for it.
Okay, you got the best comment for that. The real world sucks.
Yeah, no, if you get to play football and get paid to do it, and you got to be self-motivated. Yes, the coach is going to point you in the right direction, and you're going to play hard. You don't want to let down your teammates and all that. But that's when you know, man, a lot of young players might not think that way. Oh, I don't like being here. Man, you should feel fortunate that you're in the NFL, and then if you excel... like if Chris Olave does awesome, either the Saints are going to pay him or somebody else will. So you can't be like, I'm saving myself. What are you saving yourself for? You're going to save yourself and not get paid.
In this league, they all touchy about guys who have had concussion issues. Do you think any other team would have played Tua what they paid him, what the Dolphins paid him?
No, and you say, think Tua is the answer for the Dolphins? No, but hell no.
I mean, Bob, I wonder how much longer Mike McDaniel got in Miami.
I don't know. He's a weird Gen Z coach. I don't know. You look at him. You haven't seen him in a press conference. He would talk the same way even if they won.
I agree.
He's the Saints' most unmotivated individual ever. So he's like too cool for school. I don't know.
Big John, thanks so much for the call. We appreciate it. When we come back, we'll have on with us the head football coach of the Nicholls State Colonels, Tommy Rybacki, right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Back here on the second guest show, Mike DeTillia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. It's our weekly feature provided by Thibodaux Regional Health Systems, the official health provider of Nicholls State Athletics. Nicholls State Head Coaches Show. We'll have on with us Tommy Rybecki. Coach, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. I got to ask you right off the bat, how much football other than opponents that you're going to play you watch this weekend?
Oh, a good bit. Happy you asked. I was able to watch a couple games around our conference and then also some of the major college games on Saturday. So that was great to be able to see some of that and see what's going on.
Yeah, you don't get a lot of opportunities like that. So I was just wondering how you handled that.
And Tommy, not having a game and you're going to wait to play Texas State, is there a certain routine? Do you self-scout yourself? Just break it down for the fans. What do you do from a team's perspective, maybe an individual, as far as, okay, we got off to a great start, took a step back, not what we wanted to be. You know, a hard-fought game against Troy, didn't finish right, and then you look at West Georgia. But how do you break that down? Is it like, hey, we got to do this better, or self-evaluation and scouting yourself?
Yeah, without a doubt, you said it. It starts with self-scout. No problem is fixed until it's identified. And so we spend our time looking at offense, defense, special teams. What are some targeted improvements that we could make through the bye week? And it began with first, you know, watching ourselves play and seeing areas where we could grow, get better, you know, get some players going in some different spots and things like that.
Coach, I know Rebo didn't come up with this by himself, so he might have stole it from you. But he would always tell me, Mike, you know what people remember? What you do in October and early November. That's what really counts. Now, he said, no, the early games, we want to win. We do everything we can to win. Well, what people remember and what gets us to our goal, and that is to win the conference and to get into the playoffs, is what you do in October and November. And part of that, too, is good health for the Colonel. So tell us a little bit about, you know, I know you had some bumps and bruises getting physically healthy for that stretch run into Southland.
Yeah, you said it. A lot of really good, important football ahead of us. There's no doubt about that. And those important games are right down the road for us. Health-wise, we're getting better. Definitely saw a little bit more spring in our step this morning when we went out and practiced than we'd had the last few weeks. And I think that was due to the rest that we got. And we're still fighting to get some guys back here this week and in the next few weeks as we get into conference play.
Now, go ahead, Mike. Yeah.
No, go ahead.
Tommy, what about, big challenge, Texas State. I was looking at that score. I'm sure you already looking at the film. Arizona State against Texas State, that was 34-15.
Yep.
So here you got Arizona State. They won the Big 12 last year. Texas State's moving on to the Pac-12. We remember old school, they were Southwest Texas State Bobcats and San Marcos. So what have you seen on film? And, boy, it seems like they were hanging with Arizona State because they're kind of like you could tell their coach how they want to win in the trenches and you know, win an offensive defensive line and running the football. So what did it look like between Arizona State and Texas State?
Yeah, good performance by Texas State. They really, did a good job in all three phases, I thought, offensively. And you look at them, it's a three-headed monster. Their quarterback can really run and throw. And then the running back is a good player. They got a couple of receivers out there making plays. For them to be in that game shows a lot about the type of talent that they have and the job they do as coaches to prepare them for the game. But definitely stuck it in there with Arizona State.
Coach, one of the things is I know you'd like to see offensively is to run the football a little bit better, but also an more explosive plays via the passing game. When we saw this in the first week, you hit on a big passing play against an Incarnate Word, and that kind of supplements the fact sometimes the running game may not be exactly what you're looking for. But if you can hit that big chunk play downfield, that really puts a little imp in your offensive lineup.
Yeah, those plays, you know, explosive plays are the key to offensive success outside of, you know, being able to control the line of scrimmage. And so those two things go hand in hand. But, yeah, you're waiting for those big momentum plays to happen. And, you know, you got a lot of things got to go right. You got to get the right play called. You got to get the protection, the execution by the quarterback and also down the field. But our guys are working hard at those things. Those plays are coming.
You know, Tommy, when you look at, and obviously it's always in the back end, you're getting ready for conference play. How do you look at the Southland so far? Because who did Encarnacion where they lost to Texas San Antonio. So, yeah, they look at their strength of schedule. So it seems like it's going to be a wide open. I know Stephen F. Austin was ranked maybe a week, and then I look at Lamar. Lamar had a big win, I want to say, against the Coyotes, South Dakota. So it's going to be a lot of competition, and we all know the rivalry with Southeastern. But that's really where you got to take care of business. But the one good thing, you are 1-0 in conference play.
Yeah.
And usually, you know, you play you know, the five or six all or one after the other. But after Texas State, then it's on where really this is what whether you get in the postseason or not is what you could do in the Southland Conference.
Yeah, without a doubt. And you look around our league, it's going to be a competitive league again this year. It's not top heavy or, you know, only two or three teams competing. I think everybody in our league is competitive week in and week out. And so it's going to be a challenge. And just like every year in the Southland, you never know who's going to step up each week and win a big game. So definitely looking forward to getting into league play. And that's so important for us. It's good when you're starting to play some more familiar opponents and all of those things we look forward to. We got this week against Texas State. We'll go to Eastern Kentucky, play out of league one more time before, you know, we get to the Lamar game here in about 2 weeks.
Coach, I think a lot of it, too, is attrition and how quickly. The roster's got, you know, no matter where you're at, it's always going to have a turnover there. And so I think there's a growth period early in the season to how it affects what happens in October and November. For every college team, to be honest with you, it used to be, oh, you saw the biggest growth between week one and two. Not anymore, just because there's so many personnel changes, coaching changes. Not everything stays the same. And I think that in football, that does take a little while longer to come to fruition.
Oh, you are absolutely right. You look at the way college football has changed and everybody's roster is turning over, coaches are changing, and you never really know. I mean, you do a lot in the off season to prepare for the season, to get ready and build your team and build some of the right core values on your team and things that will show up when times get tough. But, man, there's nothing like being in those games and having a fight together to pull out a victory in some tough situations. So, you know, as the season goes on, I look forward to our team just continuing to grow and that competitive character continuing to show up.
Now, Tommy, what, you know, we talked about scouting yourself and all that. How about from a recruiting standpoint? I mean, you know, the old school, now I don't know how you still do it, name, image, and likeness and transfer portal. Remember, we used to go to different high school games. Okay, we're having a bye, so
on a Friday, on Saturday.
The coaches still do that. You know, like, okay, well, you assigned this region or whatever. What happens as far as like not only you gotta also take care of business now, but then into the future, as far as maybe looking at some prospects or future prospects that might be part of the Colonel program.
You said it. We went to 9 high school football games last weekend. Our coaching staff spread out throughout Lafayette, Baton Rouge, New Orleans, here in the Bayou region. And you're exactly right. Do your future self a favor and get out to some of those games and see who's playing well and who are the guys that you can build your team with in the future. And so these bye weeks are so critical for us to catch up a little bit in recruiting, get to see some people in person. And you know so much more about a player once you watch them play in person than you can tell over the film and just talking to them on the phone. So that was awesome for us.
Coach, last question for you, but I had this asked, I mean, so I'll throw it to you. I know it's a couple years old, the outdoor facility that you have now that you're able to use, but how much has that really helped from – even if it's inclement weather, you can go, you know, go inside, and you can't do everything because there is, you know, just a certain amount of people that you can do in there. But to have that facility has got to be a huge part of the program now, that because we're going to get bad weather, okay? That's a given in South Louisiana, to have that indoor facility.
So big for us. That facility is really a game changer for us. You look at it for a couple different reasons. First, when you get into fall camp, you can really build a plan to acclimate to the heat, where you're not just losing guys in that first week for 3 and 4 days to heat illness. You know, you're able to slowly acclimate to the heat, which I thought was a big advantage for us in the first game. And then you talk about how the weather pops up around here. You never know what's coming. I don't even think about whether it's going to thunderstorm or not. I just know we have an answer if it does, so we can focus, you know, our attention on getting ready for practice and all the things that go into that, rather than worrying about making an adjustment for the weather.
Coach, thanks so much for joining us. Always appreciate it. Best of luck this week. Hey, come on back with a W.
Yes, sir. Thank you all.
All right, Tommy.
The head football coach of the Nicholls State Colonels, Tommy Rybecki. And this segment is brought to you weekly by Thibodeau Regional Health Systems, the official health provider of Nicholls State Athletics. We'll be back to finish it off here in hour number two, right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL. Finishing up here in hour number two of the second guest show, Mike Detay along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert from the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. We come back, it'll be our triple option feature, and at 6:30 it'll be our Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show. Mike Haas, Kellen Moore, Grady Brown, Saints cornerback coach, will be here on the Big 870 WWL. Be back with more second guests right after this news break on the Big 870 WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
What we all miss the most is the food.
The Chinese food.
Any decent Chinese food or pizza. New York City pizza.
I'm not driving 35 minutes for a decent slice of pizza, okay?
There's no pizza. There's no bagels.
Bagels.
Man, I miss some bacon, egg, and cheeses, man.
I have 3 Thai places on my block.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.